You talked during the last hour about the intelligence briefings that you provided Ambassador Stevens the night before the attack. What type of reaction did you get from the ambassador from your briefing?
He was interested. He took a lot of notes. It struck me a little bit that he was surprised at how fast the situation had deteriorated in eastern Libya.
And what did he do to give you that impression that he was surprised at how quickly?
He was called in to go to his next appointment several times, and he refused to leave before we were finished.
Okay. Do you know who his next appointment was?
Yes.
And what was that?
Benghazi City Council, I believe.
Did the ambassador ask any questions of you during the briefing?
Yes. Yeah, he asked a lot of questions.
And what were his questions along the lines of, if you can recall?
Specifically about the extremist groups that established presence in eastern Libya since the fall of the regime.
Okay. And do you recall at the time approximately how many extremist groups there were that had established a presence?
Several.
Several?
Yes.
Well, from what you can remember, what are the names to the extent that you can remember?
Okay. AQIM, Al-Qaeda, Islamic Brethren, AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQ Pakistan, EIJ, Egyptian Islamic Jihad. By that time, Ansar al-Sharia Derna had established a presence.